sees because He's always there for us. He is always there comforting us. And I thank the Lord that He has a comforter, His Holy Spirit, to comfort you and I, even in times of trouble and need. That's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit comforts you and I, because Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'm going to leave you a comforter, and I'm going to go back to my Father, but I'm going to have the Holy Spirit to comfort you. And we thank God today that He is a God that can comfort you and I today. I know I have been missing last Sunday. I want to thank Brother Robert, our deacon here at the church, to fill in for me last Sunday. Thank you, Brother Robert. And we thank the Lord that God has made provision for things like this, that I'm able to be away in emergencies and things like that. And we thank you for that. And so I know I'm doing a series. I've been doing a series for a while on Slavery to Freedom series. And so we're going to go back into that again today. This is going to be Slavery to Freedom series sermon number 6. And if you have missed any of those, you can go back to our website, to www.vfclexon.org, and click into the media area, and you can listen to those sermons if you would like. But today, the title of my message today is this, the word compromise. The word compromise. And so we're going to look at this in the book of Exodus. We're going to go to the 8th chapter and the 25th verse. We'll be looking through this a little bit, 8 and 25. And it's freedom, Slavery to Freedom, series sermon number 6. And the title of my message today is Compromise. I want to get you up to speed for those that have not been with us and those that have not heard in my series here as we go into this. But we see here today, as we will look at the scriptures, that the plagues have finally gets to Pharaoh. And now he's in a situation where he's got to deal with the plagues. God has called Moses and Aaron to let Pharaoh know to let God's people go. And we see that Egypt's water has turned to blood, as we saw this in Exodus 7 and 19 through 25. We saw that the frogs appeared everywhere in Exodus 8 and 1. We saw that lice begin to take place in Exodus 8 and 16. The magicians have come in and they're trying to figure out what's going on with what God is doing. And this is becomes the finger of God as He begins to point. We see the flies begin to take place. These are the different plagues of the 10 plagues. They're coming in Exodus 8 and 22. And the accept that's going in Goshen. And then we see Pharaoh offers 4 compromises. He sees that he can't control what's going on. He doesn't serve Jehovah God. He doesn't serve the God that we serve. He is in his own world. He will be what he wants to be, say what he wants to say, go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, because it is king in Egypt, and he's going to do that. But there are some offers of 4 compromises that we're going to see this today as we in God's Word. But I wanted to let you know and give you a meaning of compromise. According to Oxford's Dictionary, compromise means the settlement of differences or to come to an agreement. When we look at this according to Oxford Dictionary, compromise means the settlement of differences or to come to an agreement. My first point today is this: go, but don't go. Go, but don't go. As you were there in Exodus 8 and 25, if you're not, you're more than welcome to come there, go to there. As it is projected on the screen here, we will see this. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, go, sacrifice to your God in the land. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Go, sacrifice to your God in the land. Go ye and sacrifice to your God in the land." Pharaoh will allow the people to worship God. He insisted, though, however, that they do so in Egypt. And I want you to know today, a lot of times the enemy will want you to do a certain thing, but he has stipulations. And we have to understand, as the Bible says, we must understand his devices. It may look good for a moment in our life when we tend to listen to what the enemy may be trying to tell us, what the enemy's trying to do as he tries to discourage us. He tries to do things to get us off on the wrong track. Because Satan, if we're not careful, will offer the same compromise as Pharaoh begin to compromise with the Lord. And Satan could come in and compromise even to us today. Believers are called to a different life. We are called as believers to be strong in our faith and be strong in the work of the Lord, because we are reminded that Jesus was not of this world. He was in the world, but he was not of the world. And we see that in John's Gospel 15 and 18. And the Bible says this: "If the world hates you," and this is red letter edition that Jesus is saying. This is what Jesus said. He says, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." Verse 20, "Remember the word that I say to you," Jesus said, "A servant is not greater than his master, and if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And if they keep my word, they will keep yours also." Now, I want us to look at this as we contrast this with Pharaoh and what he is saying to Moses and Aaron about, yeah, take the people out, but don't let them go far now. I'm still controlling them. Even though Moses had said, let God's people go, he still wanted to put his finger on them and keep them at so to speak, arm's length, let them worship their God. But they got to come back to me. I'm not completely letting them go. Yet all the plagues are going on. All the flies, all the lice, all the blood, all the frogs. But he still would not give in, but he began to compromise. He began to say, okay, I'll let you worship your God a little bit, but after you do that, you got to come back. So I want you to know today, as Christians, we've got to be bold like lions. We have got to be strong in a world which we live now, that we are not to compromise our walk with God. Our faith should be solid as a rock. And even as time goes on in America, we're going to begin to continue to see things like we've never seen before. Do you know we are the generation of the last days? And I do believe that. We are the generations of the last days. And I do believe that God will come quickly, soon. I don't know when he's going to come. The angels in the heaven doesn't know. There's nothing that surprises God, but when he gets ready, he's going to split them eastern skies one day, and he's going to come back for us, and we're going to go with him. But until then, our faith has to be solid in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our walk with God has to be solid with the Lord Jesus Christ, day in and day out. Now, I know we have ups and downs. We have weaknesses. We have temptations. We have things that go on. But listen, God is our source. Jesus Christ is your source. Now is not the time to compromise on your faith. Now is not to compromise on your salvation. The Bible says that it is written that you may know that you have eternal life. That is something that we must know, that we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that He has come into our hearts and life, that we've repented of our sins and we've asked Him to come into our life. And the Bible says that if we believe and ask the Lord to come into our hearts and life, the Bible says that He will come in and He will save us and He will save you. And that is the most important thing that you and I must understand, is that we need to be reassured and we need to know without a shadow of a doubt, should we leave this life today, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I am reminded of my sister. She always talked with me every day. That's one of those things that I'm going to miss, because I called her every day. And it wasn't a short conversation. It was a lengthy conversation, because, you know, me and my sister are long talkers. We talk a lot. And so that's kind of what we do. But we would go with life. We would talk with church. We would talk about the Lord. I mean, it was just, every day we had that conversation. But everything was at the end, as my mother would say, pray and don't play. And that was a cliche that my mother always said. So we carried that on. And my sister would say, pray and don't play. And what she meant by that was pray unto the Lord. Don't play around with God. Don't play around with things in life. Don't compromise. Here again, I'm using that word again. Don't compromise. So don't do that. Pray and don't play. And so today I want you to know that we are not to compromise. We are not to be of this world. John 17 and 14 says this, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. And just as I am not of the world, Jesus said, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. And we know today that we can stand on God's word, that we know that we do not have to compromise, because we have a source. We have a GPS. That is the Word of God. We can stand on the truth. We can stand on His promises. We can stand when things come our way, when we deal with difficulties, when we deal with losing a loved one, when we deal with health issues, when we deal with crisis, when we deal with finances, when we deal with everything. We can know that God is with us, because your word is truth. He is truth. He is. And I want to say today to you, to encourage you, do not compromise your faith and your walk with God. Don't sell out to the enemy. Don't sell out to the devil. He is the father of lies. And he is one that's going to do everything. He is a deceiver. And he is the one that will try to get you away, that you won't pray, you won't read your Bible, you won't trust in Jesus. He will allow things to pop up, even in your social media, even on television, even in other people. You see, the enemy, we have to know, as the Bible says, we must know his devices. We've got to know what he's doing. And just when you least expecting it, that's when the enemy will try to strike. And he'll try to bring you down to your lowest point. When you are down to your lowest low, I want you to know today, the enemy just wants to take another stab at you to try to bring you down. But listen, the Bible says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. And we are to look to the Word of God. Deliverance from this evil world. Galatians 1 and 4 says, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Who gave himself for our sins. Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil. That's how we are a way to get away from evil. That's why evil can't reign. We don't have to have the evil to reign in our hearts and life, because he paid the price. He died on the cross. And because the cross, all sin was placed over 2,000 years ago, that you and I can have the victory that evil does not reign or rule in your heart and life, because now you have the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who went through death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third day. He's seated with the right hand of the Father, and you and I have victory on top of victory, and there's not enough devils in hell that can stop the mighty moving of God, because when God starts moving, nothing can stop him. He's like a locomotion. He continues to move in a mighty way, and he will move in your benefit, in your life, if you allow him to be God, not just sometimes, not just a little bit, but all the time. Let him be God in your life. He will restore your soul. He will bring you to a foundation. You'll be put on a solid rock. You will not sink. You will not drown. You will come alive. You will be alive, and you will live forevermore. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will sustain you. He will be with you. And he will comfort you. And therefore we can move out in the Lord Jesus Christ. Exodus 8 and 27 says this. We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he will command us. My second point today is this. Go, but don't go very far. This is what Pharaoh said. Go, but don't go very far. See, he still wouldn't let God's people go. He still wanted to control. You see, the enemy still, a lot of times, will want to try to control you. He'll still want to put his hands on you. He'll still try to grip you. He'll try to get you, as I've said, in those weak moments, try to bring you down. Go, but don't go very far. You know, it's like the enemy kind of dangles that little carrot out there as a rabbit would go after it. That's what the enemy does. Go, but don't go very far. You know, he'll let you go with God just a little bit, but then he'll try to throw a side curve. He'll try to bring something around on the other end, you know, and try to bring you down, disturb you, make your mind all messed up. You know, that's why the Apostle Paul says, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is not saved. I've said it, we'll say it again. If garbage goes in, garbage is going to go out. It's whether you let it stay there. It's whether you'll let it set there. It's almost like a pressure cooker. You let it simmer. If you let it stay there, it's going to blow up and it's going to escalate. But if you let it go in, let it dump out, let it go out the other end, and move on. Move forward. Don't let the enemy try to disturb your mind and your heart. Don't let the enemy get you all frustrated you're frustrated. Don't do it. Just rest in his peace. Rest in assurance. Rest to know that God will carry you. You don't have to walk those things by yourself. He is lifting you up and carrying you. And the Bible clearly says in Exodus 8 and 28, so Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to your Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go but very far away to intercede for me. I will let you go. Not a quiet, of the real thing. Ye shall not go but not very far. Pharaoh only lengthened the chain for so long, because he was losing control. God was moving. You see, that's what God does in our life. God is moving. Satan loses his grip on you. Hear me today. Satan loses his grip when God begins to restore and God begins to grip your heart and your life and help you. He loses He's losing it because he knows that he can't handle God. He can't handle the Holy Spirit. He can't handle it. He can't touch it. He can't be around it. That's why you got to quote the scriptures. That's why you got to read the Word of God. That's why you got to be in prayer, because the enemy cannot handle it, because he loses grip on you. That's why it's so powerful that we continue to trust and not compromise. We're looking at the Word today, not compromising, but we're moving forward in Christ Jesus. You've heard it before. Don't go off the deep end. Have you ever heard that cliche? Don't carry religion too far. God calls for a complete commitment. God is calling for a complete commitment, that we commit ourselves. Here's a wonderful scripture you need to write down. Write it in your Bible. Mark it in your Bible. Highlight it. Romans 12 and 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, as the Apostle Paul writes, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed. Don't let the devil get his hands on you. Be conformed to this world. Don't compromise, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. By the renewing of your mind, you will be able to prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You can't know the will of God if the enemy is pulling you from left to right. You don't know the will of God if that voice is saying, well, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you know that it's not God, but it's another voice, but you think it's God, but it's not really God, because guess what? He's a deceiver. Listen, he's an angel of light. He looks like God. You see, and the Bible says that even the enemy, the devil, Satan, his demonic forces, they even tremble, the Bible says. They tremble when they hear the voice of God. They tremble to hear about what the Lord Jesus Christ has to say. So I want you to know that today. My third point today, go, but leave your family here. Listen to this. This is what Pharaoh was saying. Go, but leave your family here. See, he's desperate. See, the devil gets desperate when you're praying, when you're trusting the Lord, when you're praying out. He gets desperate. It's like he's losing grip. He don't know what to do. He says, but go, but leave your family here. Exodus 10 and 8. So Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, go, serve the Lord your God. Who are the ones that are going? And Moses says, we will go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, our herds. We will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. Everybody has to go. Some can't just know. Everybody has to go. Then he said to them, the Lord had better be with you when I let you and your little ones go. Beware, for evil is ahead of you. You see, the enemy still wants to get one more laugh. He wants to give one more grab. He wants to throw in one more dagger, so to speak, into your life. But Moses knows that he was to say, God wants everybody. God wants everything. Listen, God is not a half God. God is a whole God. God is to be Lord of all. If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. He is Lord of all. He is the Creator. And he is the one that has created before even the foundations of this world. And he's going to get the last laugh, folks. He is going to be the last one that has the last say-so. I had no control of my sister leaving. I know that morphine was taking her out, and I know they were trying to do everything they could. And the last day that we were in that room, we were all in there. My sister knew that she was leaving this life. She was ready. It took her a couple of days to think about everything. It took her a couple of days when the doctor said, Miss Sloan, we've done everything we know to do here at the university, at the medical university. And they had done a wonderful job. I give praise to MUSC. They did a wonderful, wonderful job. Great hospital. And they were so good. But they said, Miss Sloan, we've done everything we know to do. The infectious disease doctor was there. The pulmonary lung doctor was there. The heart doctor was there. I mean, the whole team. They have a team down there that works for each patient. Wonderful. Wonderful. We had the best. Couldn't have asked for anything else. Had the best doctors there. And they said, but Miss Sloan, we've done everything we know to do. Folks, you can have the best of everything. But when God says, that's it, that's all we can do, we have to leave it in God's hands. Because we have no control of that. I had no control of that. I got her to the best hospital that you could get her to. I had her with the best doctors that I could get her to. And she shared with my daughter, she said, I just hate that I'm having to leave so soon. I was hoping to live a little bit longer. And I said, sis, there's no need. I said, we understand. We know. I said, God knows all about it. God knows all about this. And she got to the point on the last day that she wanted to call the family in. We were on our way to get there. And the nurse had called me, said she's calling the family in. She wants everybody to be there. And so we all came in. And I talked with her and I said, sis, I said, is this what you want to do? And she said, yes. She said, I'm tired. I'm tired. She said, I'm just having to struggle to breathe. And they had her oxygen up 100% in intensive care. That was as high as they could go before they intubate, before they put the tube in the lungs. And she says, I don't want to be intubated. I want to go out peacefully. And she said, I'm just tired. I'm just tired. And I said, sis, I said, I know you are. I said, are you ready? And she says, I'm ready. And so I went and got the nurse, and they came and got the morphine, and they began to put some anxiety medicine in her veins. And so she went out real calm, real peaceful, and God was with her every step of the way. But I say all that to say this. I had no control. My family had no control in that. We did everything we possibly can. And folks, the thing of it in life, when we've done all that we know to do, the Bible says to stand. To stand on His promises. Stand on His truth. When you've done everything you know to do, now we had to leave it in the hands. Now you have to leave it in the hands. And God is the one that will take care of us and help us every step of the way. The Bible lets us know, in my closing today, the Bible lets us know that even more plagues must come even before Pharaoh offers again the things that he wanted them to have and to do. And we even see also the bulls begin to take place in Egypt. We also see that the hail begin to come down. And of course, Pharaoh did not want to give in. We saw the threat of the plagues of the locusts begin to take place. This compromise was unacceptable. I want you to know today that Satan wants our families. And he is out to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And our families ought to serve God with all their might and their ability to serve God and to live for God. Joshua 24 and 15 says this, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether it be the gods which your fathers served, that they were on the other side of the river of the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me, Joshua said this, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua had it planned in his mind that no matter what happens, what comes our way, he said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In other words, he doesn't care what goes on. Today, we shouldn't care what's going on. We should honor our Lord and Savior. We should be here on Sunday. We should honor him and know that we're going to be in God's house and God will bring provision unto us. God clearly loves us. Stand with me across the building today. I am reminded again as God was saying to the children of Israel, and as God says even unto us, go ye and serve the Lord. Let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. We've all been offered in this compromise. Satan doesn't want God to have our possessions. Let me say it again. Satan doesn't want God to have our possessions. See, the enemy wants to take away. He wants out to kill, steal, and destroy. But folks, we have to go back into the enemy's camp, and we've got to take back what he stole from us. We've got to claim the promise. If the enemy has taken stuff from you, you've got to go back and claim on God's promises. Go back and take it, because it's not the devil's. He's got to get his hands off of it. He's got to get his hands off your life. He's got to get his hands off your finances. He's got to get his hands off of your health. He's got to get his hands off of you. And you've got to go back to what he is trying to steal and take away from you, because he's out to kill and destroy. But God has come to give us life, and life more abundantly, because he is not a God of fear, but he is a God of sound mind. He is a God that will restore. He is a God that will keep us solid as a rock, and he will be in your best interest to help you. Listen, compromise keeps us in bondage if we're not careful. Consecration allows no compromise. In other words, when we consecrate ourselves, when we say, Lord, I fully surrender to your lordship. Lord, I surrender to you and everything I am and everything that I would hope to be, Lord, I am in your hands. Listen, allow Christ to be Lord of all in your life. Let him be Lord of all in your life. I will say it again. He is Lord of all. If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. God doesn't want just some of you, part of you. He wants all of you. He wants you to consecrate yourself. Surrender to his lordship and let him be God in your life. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want to pray today. Dear Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord, for this day. And Father God, it is by your grace and your mercy that we are here today. You have sustained us.